Poetry is the focus of UK Perspectives this month. I'm Tom Goodell, and our guest is Sean Cecil, a student of National Book Award winner Nikki Finney. Sean was born in Louisville and came to Lexington to study English, French, and international studies here at UK. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Sean, that sounds like a pretty rigorous degree program to me. How did you decide to add poetry onto all those other things you're already studying?
Well, when I started the University of Kentucky, I was just an English major. So I went through the first year, my freshman year, just with the one English major. And then I added the international studies major because it was something I really wanted to focus on. And then the French minor came even later after I studied abroad in France. So it wasn't really something I came in planning to do, two majors and a minor. It just sort of happened throughout the college process. And as far as poetry, that's sort of just a track I've taken within the English major. I've taken as many of the creative writing workshops as I can, and two of the three that I've taken have been poetry workshops. So it sort of just happened naturally.
Are you? I wonder, since you're studying both French and English, are you writing poetry in both languages?
No, I haven't. I did that once while I was in France. I studied abroad in France my junior year, and I tried that one time while I was there, and it was terrible, and I would never show it to a native French speaker. So no, I haven't tackled that.
What kind of career are you planning for yourself, and will poetry be part of it?
That's a really good question. Right now I'm thinking after I graduate in May, and I'm thinking once I graduate, I might want to go down the international studies path more. I'd really love to do the Peace Corps or some type of humanitarian aid program for the next few years. And poetry will most likely be something I do more of as a hobby as opposed to a career. But I don't really know. I don't have set career plans at this point.
So have you thought about, with French, English, and and poetry, have you thought about the Patterson School of Diplomacy?
I have considered that. It's a little bit daunting because I know it's really selective, but it's also something that if I did, I would be interested in doing probably a few years down the road because I'd like to get some time outside of the classroom once I graduate.
Well, you're here to share some of your poetry with us, so I think it's time we got to that. What have you got as the first piece that you brought with you?
Okay, the first piece that I brought with me is a letter that I wrote to my grandmother after her death. It's about something that happened to me about 3 months after she died. So it's called Letter to Dorothy Jean. Dear Grandma, I found your journal in the pantry at Mom's house, next to a can of diced tomatoes. I left it there, untouched, the pastel cover clashing with the faded floral wallpaper, for 3 months after your funeral. 3 months before curiosity overcame any respect for your privacy. When I gave in and took it to my room, I was 10 years old again, stealing a robin's egg from the nest in the oak tree and sneaking it into my room to raise as a pet. I read your journal. I waded through pages of scratchy, hurried handwriting indistinguishable from my own. I wandered through arcs and angles of your mind, foreign yet familiar, the gridded street pattern of a new city. I heard myself in every yellowed page, saw myself in every smudged word, inkblot tests revealing the synchronized thoughts of a skipped generation. I'm sorry that I read your journal, but mostly, I'm sorry that everything you liked least in yourself, the childish panic behind the wheel of a station wagon, the way February seems like the longest month, I'm sorry that they're in me, that everything you struggled against lingered when you left, like sand in the floorboards of a car weeks after a vacation ends.
Lovely.
Thank you.
The connection between your grandmother. Did you sense that connection before she died?
No, that's actually one of the reasons that the journal had such an impact on me, because I was close with my grandparents. I was always close with my grandma, but I never saw those parallels before until I read her journal and sort of waded through things that she hadn't revealed to me in our relationship when she was alive.
Do you really think she would mind if you read it? That you read it,
man,
since you did read it.
That's a good question, too. I would mind if someone read my journal, but
And you have such a kinship with her.
Yeah.
So maybe she would.
True. But I'm not sure. Maybe it's worth it to her that I found those parallels. I'll tell myself that.
Do you have another poem for us?
I do. This poem is called Einstein. I wrote this for the class that I'm in with Nikki Finney. It was for one of the exercises. We had to write what's called a pantoum. And it's a form where each stanza is four lines. And the second and third line of each stanza become the first and third lines in the stanza following it with some variations. So this is called Einstein, and this is actually about my grandfather. Einstein. I trace the roadmap of veins on my grandfather's hand, and his sparse gray hair tangles in want of a comb. He will die in 4 days. But for now, smiles when I tease and call him Einstein, with his sparse gray hair tangling in need of a comb. Tubed machines blink and beep a cadence around us, while he laughs and I teasingly call him Einstein. Our only interruptions appear in the form of a weary nurse who understands the cadence of blinks and beeps around us. The stagnant air smells of rubbing alcohol and pennies, and as I greet our weary nurse's interruption, I choke on the yellow taste of sanitized sickness. The smell of rubbing alcohol and pennies fogs the space between my grandfather and me. I ignore the taste of sanitized sickness and lean forward, straining to restore a link weakened by distance. The space between my grandfather and me spanned 12 months and a continent. Determined to restore a tie weakened by distance, he waited a year for this. After 12 months separated by a continent, I trace the roadmap of veins on my grandfather's hand. He has waited a year for this and will die in 4 days.
Poetry, professors love to assign work using these ancient poetic forms. How comfortable were you with doing that kind of work?
It was actually a real challenge for me. It took me a long time to get this on paper, and we had to write two. But I was also intimidated because the ones that we looked at in class, I just absolutely loved, which makes it a little more difficult for me to try to do it myself because I feel like there's something I have to measure up to. So I struggled a lot with this. But as I was working with it and playing with the lines, I got a little more comfortable. And I feel like once I got everything down, everything I wanted to say, I was able to play with the lines and the form more.
Yeah, I was thinking that often, particularly when students are working with a form like that, it can sound very stilted and very stiff. And I didn't get that sense from your poem.
Thank you.
Yours seemed to flow very naturally, and the repetition enhanced the meaning rather than as a listener, me thinking, oh, there she goes saying that over and over again. What's the point of that?
Well, thank you.
So I very, very, very powerful work. Thank you.
Thanks. It's nice of you to say.
Well, we've been speaking with Sean Cecil, who studies poetry at UK, with Nikki Finney. You can find our complete UK Perspectives interview at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.